Another batch of aid has arrived into the troubled city of Mu'adhamiyya, a former stronghold of insurgents who turned in their heavy weapons to the Syrian army recently as part of an agreement to end fighting in the western suburb of Damascus. The deal was recently tested when a Syrian soldier was kidnapped from the city's outskirts and killed later on. However, the new aid convoy is a message that the truce is still holding on.
The reconciliation agreement is going to go on despite recent escalations. We refuse to receive aid from the UN because they are exploiting our tragedy, and we asked for help from the Syrian Red Crescent.
The deal allowed the militants to hold on to light weapons and remain inside some parts of the city, while the army fortified checkpoints and posts around it. Many residents say the ceasefire did not end their suffering, as food items remain scarce and the distribution isn't always fair.
They send many things in, but not all of them get to who deserve. I can't say who is holding back the aid, but so much is coming in and not all of it is distributed.
Reports that not all aid coming in is being distributed make many people skeptical about the future of this fragile agreement, as they think insurgents are storing food for an upcoming battle. Mu'adhamiyya is a scenario many would like to see repeated across Syria. But at the same time, many people wonder, is Mu'adhamiyya a success story or just a case of misjudgment? Upcoming days will show. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Mu'adhamiyya Tushan.